So before we have Arti, I want to give this short excerpt from the Ramayana. In the past 4 years, I went through the Ramayana and broke it out into little scenes. So this scene is called Ram Pierces Ravana's Heart, as was celebrated, Ram Vijayotsav. So try to hear now. On the battlefield, Ram was himself expressing exhaustion from the fight. In the heavens, the great Rishi Agastya saw this and desired to assist Ram. Agastya had been observing the battle from the sky along with the other gods. Now he descended to Ram's chariot and spoke. O mighty armed Ram, please listen as I tell you the secret of a highly confidential prayer. It is known as Aditya Riddhi. This prayer will invoke the powerful spiritual energy from the heart of the sun. This is the very effulgence of the Supreme Vishnu himself. And with this power, one can overcome any obstacle and destroy to the roots all of one's enemies. Agastya instructed Ram how to recite the prayer, which would summon the combined power of all the gods emanating from the bodily rays of Vishnu. With that power, Ram would be able to quickly overcome Ravana before nightfall, when the demon's own power would be doubled. The Rishi then returned to the heavens. Ram turned toward the sun. After sipping water for purification, he recited the Aditya Riddhaya at once. Ram felt extreme happiness, and his mind became highly enlivened, and all his fatigue vanished, and he took up his bow. He stood firmly on Indra's chariot, fixing his gaze upon Ravana, who had again appeared before him. He urged Matali forward toward the demon. In the heavens, the sun god stood in person amid the other gods, uttering benedictions upon Ram. He then said, "May victory attend you." Let's all say that. Look at Ram and now say it with your heart. Ram saw Ravana's chariot flying toward him, filling all the quarters with its thunderous rumbling. That chariot was drawn by huge black steeds with the heads of hideous fiends. It shone with a dreadful luster and was adorned all over with brilliant rubies and celestial sapphires, along with rows of pennants flying from all sides. Moving rapidly through space, it looked like a cloud containing streams of shining water and issuing forth torrents in the form of arrows. Ram then said to Matali, "From the way in which he is darting back and forth, it appears that this Rakshasa is bent upon his own destruction. Close upon him with care. I shall destroy his chariot even as the wind would blow away a cloud." Grasping the bow of Indra, Ram tempered his anger with patience as he awaited the opportunity to attack the demon who was maneuvering on the battlefield. Matali skillfully drove the chariot in circles and gradually closed in on Ravana. The two opponents, releasing streams of arrows and appearing like two proud lions intent on killing each other. Suddenly, many frightful omens appeared. Blood rained down on Ravana's chariot, while violent whirlwinds tossed it about. A flock of vultures circled over the demon. In the distance, Lanka was shrouded in a red glow. Great meteors fell from the sky, and the earth shook. The sky became dark, even though the sun shone. Terrible thunderbolts and flashes of lightning fell upon the Rakshasa army. Ravana's horses shed hot tears and emitted sparks from their mouths. Around Ram were seen many favorable signs that portended his imminent victory. The sun illuminated him brilliantly, and a gentle breeze blew behind him. He felt his right eye and right arm throb, and his mind felt joyful. As Ram and Ravan met in fearful combat, the two armies stood motionlessly with their weapons held fast in their hands. Observing Ram and the demon engaged in a desperate duel, all the warriors, along with the gods Gandharvas and Rishis, watched in wonderment. The two belligerent opponents each exhibited their full prowess on the battlefield as they hurled blazing weapons at each other. Ram fitted a highly sharpened shaft to his bow, irresistible as a thunderbolt and shining with all splendor. Drawing back his bow to a full circle, he released the arrow at Ravan's flag standard. It severed the tall pole, and the demon's ensign fluttered to the ground. Ravana burned with indignation. He then sent a hail of flaming steel arrows at Ram's horses. Struck by the arrows, the celestial horses neither flinched nor shook, but continued to draw the great chariot around in various circles and movements, baffling Ravana's arrows. Ravana fired a tremendous shower of maces, iron clubs, discs, and mallets, as well as mountain peaks, trees, pikes, and double-headed axes. At the same time, Ravana released tremendous volleys of arrows, which fell towards Ram's chariot like streaks of golden lightning. By Matali's expert handling, Indra's chariot constantly foiled Ravana's weapons. The Rakshasa became more and more infuriated and directed his mystic missiles upon the army of monkeys. Seeing this, Ram fitted celestial weapons to his bow, which sent innumerable arrows into the sky. Those arrows fell upon Ravana's weapons, smashing them to pieces. Not one arrow shot by Ram failed to find its mark. The sky was completely filled with golden-plumed shafts shot by Ram. The missiles of the two fighters met together in hundreds and thousands. They created explosions of fire and billows of smoke across the whole battlefield. Ram and Ravan fought vehemently for hours without interruption, exchanging blow for blow. Neither felt weary nor inclined to give up an inch to the other. Those observing the fight felt their hair standing on end. No one could take their eyes off the furious fighters as they battled on, relentlessly seeking victory. Ravana then sent 20, 60, 100, then 1,000 arrows at Ram, aiming for his vital parts, or seeking to kill his chariot driver and horses. But Ram responded with twice that number, digging shafts into Ravana's horses and chariot driver, while at the same time constantly covering the demon. Even after fighting one half the day, neither seemed to have the upper hand. Ravana then composed himself and once again invoked the Rakshasa Astra, imbuing it with all his mystic potency. Immediately the air was filled with a thick shower of every kind of weapon. The entire globe seemed to shake, and the ocean became agitated. Serpents and devils appeared screaming in the sky, emitting fire from their mouths. The sun lost its brilliance, and the wind ceased to blow. In the heavens, the gods themselves became fearful and cried out, "May all be well with the world!" With full concentration, Ram again invoked the Gandharva Astra, which caused hundreds of thousands of arrows to appear and counter Ravana's weapons. Those awful and demoniac missiles fell to the ground, being burned up, having been pierced by Ram's fiery shafts. The battle between Ram and Ravana could only be compared to itself. Such a fight had never been seen at any time, even by the gods. They watched anxiously as Ram came under repeated ferocious attacks from the Lord of the Rakshasas. But Ram remained calm. He took from his quiver a great razor-headed arrow that resembled a venomous serpent. Within an instant, he fitted and fired the arrow at Ravana. That arrow, imbued with mystic power, divided into 10, tearing off the demon's heads. But the heads immediately grew back again. Ram sent another weapon, which again severed the Rakshasa's heads, but again they grew back. Ram struck down 100 heads, but the demon remained standing without slowing his attack for even a moment. Ram contemplated this wonderful phenomenon. How was this demon to be killed? No weapon seemed to be able to take his life. It looked like the fight might go on forever. Vibhishan quickly approached Ram. He told Ram that the demon had a boon from Brahma, that his heads and arms could never be destroyed. But in Ravana's heart was a store of celestial nectar, which renewed life in his body. The only way to kill Ravana was to strike at his heart with a divine weapon that could dry up the nectar. As Ram considered his next move, all the while raining arrows upon Ravana, Matali turned to Ram and spoke, "O Ram, the time for this one's death has now come. Recall now the prayer Agastya told you. Agastya also gave you an arrow when you were in the forest. Imbue that arrow with the force of the Brahma Astra and kill the demon by piercing his heart." Accepting Matali's advice, Ram remembered the celestial arrow which Agastya had given him long ago in the forest. At once it appeared in his hand, and he fitted it to his bow. Its shaft was made of ether, and its weight consisted of the Munda and Meru mountains. The wind god presided over its shaft, the fire god over its plumes, and the sun god was installed at its point. It looked like the rod of universal destruction wielded by the time spirit himself. Ram again chanted the Aditya Riddhaya prayer, invoking the infallible Brahma Astra. As Ram drew back the arrow, he shone so brilliantly, no one could look at him. He released the weapon, flown, and it hit Ravana, lighting up the earth and sky, roaring like a tumultuous ocean. It struck Ravana on his chest, even as he stood firing his own weapons at Ram. Piercing through his heart, the arrow emerged from Ravana's body, soaked in blood, and then entered the earth. Ravana whirled around and let out a cry which seemed to shake the entire creation. His bow dropped from his hands. Ravana fell from his chariot like a mountain struck down by Indra's thunderbolt. Victory to Ram!
Revo!
Ravana has been slain. Jai Ram, Sri Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Everybody. Jai Ram, Sri Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Everybody.
Jai Ram, Sri Ram, Jai Jai Ram.
Jai Ram, Sri Ram, Jai Jai Ram.
Jai Ram, Sri Ram, Jai Jai Ram.
Thank you. We will now have Aarti and Kirtan led by my very good friend, Gadadhar Das.